Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This is where we are here in verse number 26 of Matthew. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread. He blessed it, and he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins." And I love this verse. Matter of fact, Lord willing, we're going to observe Lord's Supper, Easter night, whatever the date Easter is. That Sunday morning, we'll have our Easter cantata. That Sunday night, as a church, we're going to observe Lord's Supper. And I always use this verse when we observe Lord's Supper. We talk about Lord's Supper, but I use this verse in number 29. "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." I love that. One day, we're going to observe Lord's Supper in heaven. Amen, preacher. Most people don't catch that, but Jesus said, "I'm going to observe this with you, but I'm not going to observe the supper again, this Lord's Supper," use that communion, whatever, Lord's table, "until the kingdom." Won't that be sometime when Jesus, won't that be a day when Jesus is sitting at that table, so to speak, and we observe the Lord's Supper with him? Remember, Lord's Supper is memorial and pictorial. It's not a sacrament. It does not give us some divine grace or something. It's memorial and pictorial. Anyway, we read that in 1 Corinthians 11 when he said, "This do in remembrance of me." But I want you to see the picture where we're back here in 1 Corinthians 10, there in verse number 16. He's speaking specifically about Lord's Supper and the special time that it is. The bread, which is unleavened, it pictures the sinless body of our Lord, which would be torn, beaten, and sacrificed on the cross of Calvary. The cup, which is the fruit of the vine, pictures and represents the blood that Jesus freely shed for our sins. Now, we at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, when we observe the cup, we literally use the fruit of the vine. We use grape juice. I have good friends, Baptist friends, that they actually use real wine. The difference between real wine and grape juice. It's become fermented. But anyway, we don't do that. I believe when Jesus had that, and this is the word oinos, is that the Greek word? Anyway, in the Greek, it's the fruit of the vine. There's another word when the wine ferments and becomes alcohol. What's that Greek? Whatever it is. It's another word for it. Okay? I knew Temple should be here. Temple's in London and of course, Doug's looking it up right now. Are you looking that up? Tell us afterwards, okay? But anyway, it's different words. So we have the fruit of the vine. Anyway, neither here nor there. The word communion signifies to have in common, to share together. What's so important, and we're talking about the idol, the table with the idols, and the table with Christ. To have communion means you're sharing together. We are covered by the blood, cleansed by the blood, and redeemed through the blood. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The word remission means forgiveness or pardon of our sins. There must be the blood. And that fruit of the vine represents the blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary. And in 1 Corinthians 11, which we're going to get there in a few weeks, this do in remembrance of me. The Lord's Supper is a time of remembering what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. It's memorial and pictorial only. Okay. Now, verse number 17. Again, he was bringing their minds back to the Lord's Supper about having communion together. So he's going to, verse number 17. "For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread." This points out the oneness of the members of the church. The body of Christ, Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, the members of are members of the body of Christ. Are you following? That's what he's talking about here. This church, Westwood has many partakers, sharers together of one bread and one body of Jesus Christ. And they were to remember what Jesus did for them. They were to recognize what they have at the present and to rejoice in the promise of the return of the Lord. That's the purpose of the Lord's Supper. Matter of fact, I was writing this down. I think I did my Sunday school lesson on a Tuesday. I can't remember. I had a busy week, so I did last week I did it on a Monday. This past Sunday I did, or this lesson I did on Tuesday, I think it was, for whatever reason. Anyway, I actually got a sermon outline on this while I was doing this. Hope you get it. There's three R's. The purpose of the Lord's Supper, number one, is to remember what Jesus did for them. Remember. This do in remembrance of me. Secondly, is to recognize what they have at the present. And then thirdly, to rejoice in the promised return of the Lord. That's the three R's. I thought it was pretty neat. I put that together. Let me give you the verse I got that from. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 26. For as often, because it already talked about this do remember some of me. For often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. So remember, it's a look in the past, a remembrance. It's a look in the present. Remember, during the Lord's Supper, we use a time to reflect and unconfessed sins and those kinds of things. And then it's to look in the future till he comes. I love that. And that's what Lord's Supper is all about, past, present, and future. Okay. Then we get to verse number 18. Behold, Israel after the flesh are not they which eat of the sacrifices, partakers of the altar. Paul directed this discussion back to Israel as a nation. Okay, he got the church right. Okay, now let's go back to Israel. Those who ate of the sacrificial meats, mainly the priests, others were allowed, but mainly the priests, associated themselves with that religious practice. What Paul is saying is this. They are in fellowship with him whose altar it is, and this altar is the Lord. In other words, whatever table you're eating at, you're having fellowship with them at the table. For instance, if I come to your house and you cook me a steak, hint, hint, make it medium rare, let the blood run, and we sit down and have a wonderful steak, I'm having fellowship with you in your house. I'm at your table. We're fellowshipping together. That's what he's saying here. When we're at the Lord's table, it's that communion with the Lord. But when you're at an idol's table, that's designed for, well, now we're going to get to that verse number 19. You're having fellowship. Got to be careful. So what are you saying here? Because look at verse number 19. What shall I say then? That's the question. That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in a sacrifice to idols is anything? Of course, he had already answered that previously in chapters 8 and 9. The idol's nothing. It's just a stone. It's just a piece of wood. It's just... Matter of fact, he said this, an idol was simply a piece of stone or a piece of wood. The meats had no real power that they were eating. It was just a piece of meat. The possession and use of these simple earthly things could bring no harm. The possession of the stone, of the wood, or of the meat, that in itself didn't do any good. It didn't hurt anybody. Matter of fact, I have illustration here quickly. Man may use stones and wood and meat for good and for the glory of God. You know, we build things with it and all. These pews out of wood. Things of that nature. That's the thought. That in itself is not bad. It's what the purpose of that men are using that for. The reason it is. The practice in which they were associated with, however, created the problem. See what the principle Paul's trying to get? We know the idols are nothing. The wood, the stone, the meat is nothing. But the principle, the practice and what they were associated with is a problem. And Paul was writing about the things that are clearly associated with idolatry.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.